One of the government ministers with the responsibility for water resources in Barbados has been asked in Parliament for updates on what is being done to address the water woes that continue to plague some people in parts of the country. Water Resources Minister Charles Griffith was responding to questions raised by opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley, who called for details of a strategic plan to tackle the problem.
One does not want to have the view that we are not being strategic about the development of water resources and water services for the people of Barbados.
Minister Griffith gave the assurance that the Barbados Water Authority is actively trying to rectify the problems.
Yes, you mentioned the project that is happening in the eastern corner at Vineyard, but that is one of maybe several CapEx projects that we will be looking to implement in short time. There's plans in train to rectify the water situation that is currently happening in the north through desal plants. There's also plans to rectify part of the problem that is happening in the constituency of St. Joseph through the upgrade of the St. Stephen's to Lodge Hill initiative. We have several water augmentation plans, projects that will be rolled out in short time.
What is the cost attaching to our desalination supply water services, desalinated water supply services at this time?
The question went to the general manager of the Barbados Water Authority, Keith Roy Halliday.
If you're looking at the cost per liter, it averages at about $1.15, $1.18. If you're looking at the overall production cost, that would be that's also included in the per unit cost because the cost of the actual supply has been capitalized. The desalination plants that I think Minister Charles Griffith would have referred to as part of the solution for dealing with the challenges we've had in the north would be for two temporary desalination plants, one of which will cost roughly $2 million to install and the other which will cost $4.6 million to install.
MP for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons, also had some water concerns.
Is the Vineyard to, is it Casa Grande or Golden Ridge? I can't remember that project. Is that going to be able to bring some alleviation to the challenges which are facing folks in Bagatelle and in Redmond Village, Welch's, Q-Land area? Just for ease of reference, those parts of St. Thomas see frequent water outages, especially during this time of the year, and that has been an ongoing burden for the folks up there to deal with. And I would invite you to use this as an opportunity to speak to the residents about what relief could come or is likely to be coming their way.
Dr. John Wanza of the Barbados Water Authority.
We are looking at upgrading the pumping facility at St. Stephen's Reservoir, as well as upgrading the pumping facility at Lodge Hill. In addition to that, we are going to be putting in a new pipeline, light-sized main, between the same St. Stephen's and Lodge Hill. What that will do is allow us to get additional capacity to transfer water from the Spring Garden desal plant through St. Stephen's, through Lodge Hill, up towards Highway 2A into the Shop Hill system. Additionally, this package desal plant that we're looking to put at Mullins, just below Heman's plantation, that will provide us with an additional 500,000 gallons of water that will send up to Highway 2A. And Highway 2A is essentially the main route through water is transferred to the Shop Hill, Redmond's, Q-Land area. So we expect to see substantial relief in that area before the end of the year.
Dr. John Monza of the Barbados Water Authority. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.